Last verse.
请坐。Please be seated.
聚会前我们一起来感谢祷告。
Before our service, let's all kneel down and pray.
求主耶稣带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
We pray that God will lead our evening service.
让我们所学习的能够得到造就。
So we can be edified in what we learned.
我们先一起祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.
旧约圣经的献祭预表着主耶稣也预表着我们每一个信徒。
The offering in Old Testament prefigures Lord Jesus Christ and also each one of us.
所以我们查考当中让我们能够再一次的来纪念主耶稣的爱。
So from our study of it, may we remember Lord Jesus' love again.
那也对我们一个基督徒我们所当尽的本分能够再做一次的提醒。
And may we also remind ourselves again our duty as Christian.
我们今天晚上来查考献素祭的教训。
Tonight we would like to study the teachings of grain offering.
请我们看利未记第二章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 2.
利未记第二章第一节第二节，旧约圣经一百二十三页。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
若有人献素祭为供物给主，要用细面浇上油，加上乳香，带到亚伦子孙做祭司的那里。祭司要从细面中取出一把来，并取些油和所有的乳香。然后要把所起的这些作为纪念，烧在坛上，是献以主为馨香的火祭。
Verse 1. When someone brings a grain offering to the Lord, his offering is to be of fine flour. He is to pour oil on it, put incense on it. Verse 2. And take it to Aaron's sons, the priests. The priest shall take a handful of the fine flour and oil.Together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
献祭的目的之一就是要得着神的喜悦。
One of the purpose of offering is to gain God's favor.
那尤其是献素祭，更是要得神的喜悦。
Especially offering grain offering, it is to please God.
所以对我们今天来讲这个献素祭的意义就是问我们自己如何能够得到神的喜悦。
And for us today, the meaning of offering grain offering, it is to ask us how to please God.
在圣经当中有很多人他们得神的喜悦。
In the Bible, there are many people who pleases God.
那当然也包括的成为人来到世界上的主耶稣基督。
And they also include Lord Jesus who came to earth as a man.
所以献素祭的意义对我们来讲，就是再次提醒我们要效法主耶稣基督。
And therefore, the meaning of offering grain offering is to tell us to follow Lord Jesus' example.
曾经有天上的声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And there was voice from heaven saying, "This is my son, who I love."
这就是指着主耶稣。
And this indicates Lord Jesus.
我们要效法主耶稣，成为天父所喜爱的。
And this indicates that we are to follow Jesus and become what the Father loves.
为什么主耶稣是天父所喜爱的？
And why Lord Jesus, is what the Father like.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
John chapter 8, verse
28.
Verse 28, 所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。
Verse 28, so Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am the one I claim to be, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me.
主耶稣说，当他被举起的时候，就是他被钉十字架。
Jesus said, when he was lifted was the time when he was crucified.
那他说，你们就知道，我是，我就是那，我就是真神。
And Jesus also said, then you will know that I am the true, I am the true God.
那我现在所做的呢，不是凭着我自己做的。
And he also said that, what I do right now is not
照着我自己，照着我自己。
It's not something I do on my own.
他说是照着父所教训我的。
And it is according to what the Father has taught me.
29节。
Verse 29.
那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
Verse 29. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him.
这里主耶稣说，我常常做天父所喜悦的事。
Here Jesus say, I always do what pleases the Father.
这就是我们效法主耶稣基督的一个最重要的原则。
And this is the main principle, by which we follow Lord Jesus.
我们常常做天父喜悦的事情。
We must do, always do what God, what the Father pleases.
这也是我们查考圣经、参加聚会的目的。
And this is the purpose that we study the Bible and participate in sermon.
我们查考了就知道天父他喜欢我们做什么。
After we study, then we will know, what pleases the Father.
那我们努力的去做，我们就成为一个被天父所喜悦的人。
And if we do it diligently, we will become the people who pleases the Heavenly Father.
我们就好像旧约时代他们在献上素祭。
And we will be like the ones who offer the grain offering in the Old Testament.
那主耶稣所做的最让天父喜悦的事情，就是他在十字架上的牺牲。
Lord Jesus sacrifice is something he did that pleases the Heavenly Father the most.
所以今天我们在信仰生活里头，我们要常常有这样的精神。
And we must have his mentality in our life.
有时候为了做天父所喜悦的事情，我们要受一些苦。
Sometimes in order to do what pleases God, we must have some sacrifice.
那效法主耶稣基督就是要跟神的性情有份。
And in order to follow Lord Jesus, it is to be a part of his inheritance.
那这个 是, 神给我们的应许。
And this is a promise that God gave to us.
我们成为他的儿女，我们能够有神的神的那种形象，神的这种性情这个 nature 神性。
We become His children, we will have His divine nature.
这个是神应许要给我们的。
This is what God promised to give to us.
那当然我们要努力的去追求。
But of course, we need to pursue it diligently.
所以人家可以从我们身上来看到主耶稣的美好。
So other people can see the goodness of Lord Jesus on us.
因为我们的生活也带着这个神的性情。
Because the divine nature of the Lord accompany us in our life.
在民数记里头有提到说，这个数记不能够单独的献，不能够单独献这个数记。
In Leviticus, it is written that they cannot offer the grain offering alone.
这个数记预表着我们基督徒的好行为。
The grain offering prefigures the good deeds of Christian.
我们要努力的去追求有好的行为。
And we must pursue to have good deeds.
但是这个不能够去期待了主耶稣的主耶稣的救恩。
But this should not replace the importance of Lord Jesus' salvation.
不能够因为我们行为的义而来来期待了主耶稣的宝血让我们称义。
The righteousness of our deeds cannot replace the salvation of Lord Jesus Christ's blood.
这个主耶稣为我们流宝血让我们称义这个是重要的，不能够被任何事情来取代。
And the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ is of the utmost importance.
所以在旧约时代他们不能够单独的献素祭。
Therefore, in the Old Testament, they cannot offer the grain offering alone.
对我们今天来讲，就是有这样一个重要的意义。
And for us today, this is such an important matter.
不能够说因为我有好行为所以就忽略了主耶稣的那个宝血的救恩。
It can be that because I have good deeds, I can ignore Lord Jesus.Christ's blood.
我们需要主耶稣的宝血来把我们称义。
Because we need Lord Jesus Christ's blood in order to be justified.
然后在这样的一个基础上面，我们也努力的来灵修。
And above that, we need to also continue our spiritual training.
这个是圣经给我们的一个完整的一个教训跟原则。
And this is the entire picture of doctrine that the Bible gave to us.
那我们来看当时他们如何的来献这个素祭。
And let's look at how they offer the grain offering at that time.
那从这里我们来得到一些教训。
And from there, let's extract some lesson.
这个素祭通常是以麦子为主。
The grain offering is mainly made of wheat.
那这个麦子我们知道要磨成面粉。
And the wheat must be made into flour.
所以有时候素祭是献上这个饼。
Sometimes the grain offering is made of cakes.
那这个也是从面粉来的。
And it is also, the cake is also made of flour.
将麦子磨成粉。
We grind the wheat into powders.
这个在预表着主耶稣的为我们受苦。
And this prefigures the suffering of Lord Jesus Christ for us.
这预表着我们在信仰生活里头我们也要这个破碎自己。
And it also prefigures and instructs us to crush ourselves in our life.
因为我们加入这个属灵的团体。
Because we are to enter this spiritual body.
我们要这个成为一个身体。
We must become part of the body.
所以我们每一个人都需要来破碎自己。
Therefore, each one of us needs to crush ourselves.
那什么叫做破碎自己呢？
And what does it mean to crush ourselves?
就是在过着教会生活的时候啊，我们愿意来付出劳力，那我们也不会埋怨。
And it is when we are doing holy work in church, we will not complain and work hard.
付出努力啊，这个比较容易。
Be diligent. This is easier.
因为我们每一个人都领受主耶稣的爱。
Because each one of us has received Lord Jesus' love.
但是不埋怨这个常常比较困难。
But not complaining is harder.
因为我们每一个人都会有自己的看法、想法。
Because each one of us has our own thoughts.
那我们也常常觉得说，我的计划是最好的。
Sometimes we feel like our plans are the best.
我们会常常觉得说我这样子做是最好的。
And sometimes we also feel like what we do is the best.
所以在这样的情形之下，我们就容易有埋怨的事情。
And in this type of situation, we tend to complain.
那所以我们要磨碎自己。
Therefore, we need to crush ourselves.
那第二个，他们在这个面粉上面要浇上油。
Secondly, they need to put oil on the flour.
我们知道这个油常常就预表着圣灵。
And we know that oil often prefigures the Holy Spirit.
我们在生活当中，我们需要有圣灵的同在，圣灵的工作。
And in our daily life, we need abundance of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看路加福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
路加福音第四章十八节。
John chapter 4, verse 18.
这个是主耶稣在向人们介绍他的工作。
This is when Jesus introduced his work to the people.
十八节说，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
Verse 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he anointed me.
主耶稣提到说，我的工作是有圣灵的同在。受圣灵的差遣。
Jesus said that his work has the abundance of the Holy Spirit and is sent out by the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣去传福音，主耶稣行神迹。
So Jesus went out to preach the gospel. Jesus went out to perform miracles.
主耶稣带给人好的消息。
Jesus brought good news to the people.
主耶稣让人得着自由。
Jesus allowed people to gain freedom.
为什么主耶稣能够做这些事情？
How could Jesus do such things?
这里主耶稣说，因为主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我。
Here says, there's Holy Spirit, abundance of the Holy Spirit on Lord Jesus, and because Holy Spirit anointed him.
那主耶稣所做的事情，也是今天我们所要做的。
And what Jesus did in the past.Is also what we need to do right now.
我们要将救人的福音这个好消息带给人。
We need to bring the good news to the people.
好，我们要将神的恩典来带给人。
We need to bring God's grace to the people.
所以我们的工作也必须要有圣灵的同在，圣灵的同工。
Therefore, our work must have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵要带给人们，带给我们力量，带给我们恩典。
Because Holy Spirit will bring us strength and grace.
那圣灵也要帮助我们成为这个圣洁。
And Holy Spirit also will help us to be just sanctified.
因为我们有一个最终的目标，就是我们要得救。
Because we have this final goal of being saved.
那一个人能够得救，当然包括着几个不同的条件。
And in order to be saved.We have several requirements.
其中有一个就是要成为圣洁。
And one of them being sanctified.
所以我们必须要被主耶稣拣选。
Therefore, we must be chosen by Lord Jesus.
我们必须要相信真理。
And we must believe in the truth.
不但这样子，靠着圣灵让我们成为圣洁。
Not only that, by the Holy Spirit, we need to be sanctified.
那靠着圣灵所赐给我们的力量，我们能够。将道理实行出来。
And by the strength of the Holy Spirit, we can, we can carry out the truths.
传扬福音还要加上我们的好行为。
And preaching the gospel and our good deeds.
不能够只是传福音而没有好行为。
We cannot just preach the gospel but do not carry the good deeds.
所以靠着圣灵的帮助，我们才能够也传福音，也有好行为的表现。
And by the strength of the Holy Spirit, we can do preaching and having good deeds at the same time.
所以祈求圣灵，常常被圣灵充满，这是重要的。
So we should pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit always.
再来，这个素祭还要加上这个乳香。
And also the grain offering must be put with incense.
我们请看回利未记第二章第一节。
Let's flip back to Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1.
利未记第二章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 1, when someone brings a grain offering to the Lord, his offering is to be of fine flour. He is to pour oil on it, put incense on it.
你的只是 incense, 哈。它是乳香哈 frank incense
oh it is supposed to be frank incense instead of incense
这个旧约时代他们在会幕里头要烧香
in the Old Testament inside the tabernacle they need to burn incense
那这个香是用四种材料合在一起做成的。
And the incense is made of four different materials.
那其中有一种就是乳香。
And one of them being frank incense.
所以这个乳香对我们今天来讲，就代表着信徒的祷告。
And this frank incense today, symbolizes the prayer of the believers.
因为在启示录那第八章那边有说到说，那个香往上升。
Because in Revelation, it tells us that the incense rose.
那就是圣徒的祷告。
And it is the prayer of the believers.
那主耶稣在传福音当中他也给我们留下祷告的榜样。
And during Lord Jesus' preaching, he also left us an example of prayer.
在主耶稣忙碌的生活当中，他总是抽出时间，利用时间来做祷告。
And in his busy life, he always set aside time for prayer.
我们上一个项目有说到说我们必须要有圣灵的同工。
In our previous sermon, we talked about we must have the abundance of the Holy Spirit in our holy work.
那圣灵的工作就是要借着我们的祷告。
And the work of the Holy Spirit.Depends on our prayer.
主耶稣的工作是被圣灵所差派的。
The work of the Lord Jesus is sent out by the Holy Spirit.
所以他给我们留下很多这个祷告的榜样。
And he left us many examples of prayer.
主耶稣到旷野去祷告。
Jesus went to the wilderness to pray.
主耶稣离开人群他去做祷告。
Jesus left the congregation to pray.
主耶稣在天还未亮的时候，他就起来祷告。
And Jesus, before the sunrise, rose up and prayed.
甚至 也有描写主耶稣曾经整夜的祷告。
And Jesus also stayed up all night and prayed.
那主耶稣他祷告什么呢？
And what Jesus prayed?
其中有一样是我们很需要去留意的。
And one of them being something we need to be mindful of.
请看约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章十一节。
John chapter 17 verse 11.
主耶稣祷告说：“从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上，我往你那里去。圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我。”你的名保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。
Verse 11, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave to me, so that they may be one as we are one.
这里主耶稣为门徒祷告。
Here Jesus prayed for his disciples.
说求天父能够因为这个圣名来保守他们。
He prayed the Holy Father to protect them by the power of his name.
那也让他们能够合而为一。
And he also prayed that they can be one.
所以这个也是成为我们今天这个祷告的祷告的目标。
And this can be one purpose for which we pray today.
我们要常常为了这个大家的和睦合一来祷告。
We should always pray for the harmony and unification of the believers.
那再来就是常常为了求神能够保守我们。
And we should also always pray that God will protect us.
能够保守我们在他的爱里头。
To protect us in His love.
能够保守我们在他的道理当中。
To protect us in His truths.
Keep 保守也能够保守我们在这个属灵的团体在教会里头。
And to keep us in this spiritual body and in church.
因为我们知道在我们的生活当中有很多的影响力在我们的生活里头。
And we know that there are many influences in our life.
在我们生活当中会遇见很多的试探。
And we encounter many temptations in our lives.
在我们的生活当中会有试炼。
And we have trials in our life.
这些种种都会让我们离开了神的爱或者离开神的道理。
Many of these can draw us away from God's truths.
所以我们要祷告，求神保守我们。
Therefore, we need to pray that God will keep us.
所以保罗他在以弗所书勉励说，我们要常常的、随时的做祷告。
So Paul encourages in Ephesians that we should always pray.
那各方为了各方能够多方面的来做祷告。
Pray in all occasions and with all requests.
因为在生活当中随时我们都会遇见这个试探的事情。
Because we can encounter temptation anytime in our life.
在很多的事情上面也都充满着试探。
And in many aspects of anything, there is temptation.
所以保罗说我们要随时的多方面的来做祷告。
Therefore, Paul encouraged us to pray for anything.
好，再请看回利未记第二章十三节。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13.
利未记第二章十三节。
Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13.
十三节，凡献为素祭的公物，都要用盐调和，在素祭上不可切了你神立约的盐，一切的公物都要配盐而献。
Verse 13, season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings.
在这里又提到说，这些祭物要用盐调和。
Here it also mentioned that the offering must be seasoned with salt.
我们知道盐是很平常的东西但是呢是很重要。
And we know that salt is commonplace, but it is very important.
这个盐能够帮助这个食品不会很快的变坏了变质了。
And salt can prevent food from spoiling.
那这个盐也是在我们饮食上面一个重要的调味的东西。
And salt is an important seasoning in cooking.
有一些东西我们吃起来很口渴很可口就是因为它加上了一点的盐。
Many things because of salt are delicious.
有时候水果我们会提醒说抹上一点盐 会更好吃。
And sometimes we even add salt to some fruits.
哦，这在告诉我们说啊，这个主耶稣呢，他是信实的。
Here it tells us that God is truthful.
所以保罗这样说，说圣经这个无论应许有多少，在主耶稣基督里头啊，他都是阿们，都是真实的。
And it reminds us that even though God make many promises, they are all true.
哦，所以我们常常说抓住神的应许。
Therefore, we often say that grasp God's promise.
哦，要记得神的应许。
We must remember God's promise.
哦，因为神的应许都是真实的。
Because God's promises are true.
好，我们记得神的应许，相信神的应许。
And we remember God's promise and believe in God's promise.
哦，那神的应许就要实现在我们的生活当中。
Then God's promise will be fulfilled in our life.
所以我们要得神的喜悦，这也是一个很重要的项目。
Therefore, in order to please God, this is also an important category.
常常提醒我们自己，我们的神是信实的神。
Which is to remind ourselves that our God is true.
所以他给我们的应许都是可以实现的。
And the promise he gave to us will be fulfilled.
那再来，主耶稣就是和平的君王。
And also Lord Jesus is a king of peace.
那他带给我们一个最大的和平。
And he brings us the greatest peace.
就是我们人跟神之间的和平。
Which is a peace between God and the people.
所以我们成为神的儿女，我们也要在生活当中带给人和平。
Therefore, as God's children, we need to bring this peace to others.
所以主耶稣也提醒我们说，你们也要成为世界上的盐。
Therefore, Lord Jesus reminds us to be the salt of the world.
所以在我们的生活当中，要让人看到我们这个盐的这种特性来。
Therefore, in our life, we must let others see the property of our salt.
我们让人可以看到说我们是很真实的、很诚实的。
We let other people know that we are trustworthy.
那我们在待人处事上面总是非常的善良、温和。
And in our deeds that we must be
good and gentle.
Good, friendly and gentle.
所以在团体当中常常能够带给团体这种和谐和平。
So we can bring harmony to the group.
因为我们是将自己好像素祭一样要献上。
Because we are to present ourselves as a grain offering.
是加上盐的。
It is seasoned with salt.
在我们的从我们的生活就能够得神的喜爱。
So we can please God in our life.
再请看利未记二章十一节。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 2:11.
十一节，还献给主的素祭都不可有效，因为你们不可烧一点烧一点酵一点蜜，当作火祭献给主。
Verse 11, every grain offering you bring to the Lord must be made without yeast, for you are not to burn any yeast or honey in an offering made to the Lord by fire.
这个祭司要取一点这个素祭呢然后要烧了献给神。
The priest is going to take a portion of the grain offering and burn it on the altar to the Lord.
就是要得神的喜悦。
And it is to please God.
所以在十一节里头提醒两件事情。
Therefore, verse 11 reminds us of two things.
第一个说不可加上酵。
The first one being we should not add yeast to the offering.
首先这个预表着我们的主耶稣他是没有罪的。
This prefigures that our Lord Jesus is without sin.
因为他没有罪，所以他才能够来担当我们的罪。
It is because that he has no sin, he could bear our burden.
只有主耶稣能够做这件事情。
Only Jesus could do things like this.
那没有人能够没有人能够代替主耶稣。
And no others can replace Jesus.
因为每一个人在神的面前都是罪人。
Because everyone in front of God is a sinner.
只有主耶稣在人在神面前他是没有罪的。
Only Lord Jesus in front of God and man is without sin.
那对我们这个不可加效是什么什么教训呢？
And for us, what lesson can be learned from not adding yeast?
当然就这个效常常是指着罪恶邪恶。
The yeast often symbolize wickedness and evil.
所以在我们的生活当中我们不能够有这些不好的行为。
Therefore, we should not have misdeeds like this in our life.
那其中有两样是特别要提醒的。
And there are two things we need to remind ourselves.
请看路加福音十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Luke chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这时有几万人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说：“你们要防备法利赛人的笑。”就是假冒为善。
Verse 1, meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
所以第一个，我们在生活当中不要有这种假冒为善。
First, in our life, we should not have this hypocrisy.
前面我们已经讲过，我们是真实要是诚实的、真实的。
And we have mentioned before that we must be true to our words and be trustworthy.
但是这个是人常常会疏忽、不容易做到的。
But this is also something that we often are not mindful of.
所以一些我们的容易犯的错误，圣经总是反复的来提醒我们。
And Bible often remind us some of the most common mistake we tend to make.
所以这个不可加效就是告诉我们在生活当中不要假冒要很真实。
Therefore, this not adding is to remind us not to be hypocrite and be true.
那这个法利赛人呢，被主耶稣责备他们说他们是这个假冒为善。
And these Pharisees, Jesus rebuked them being hypocrites.
他们常常是说的跟做的不能够一致。
Because they often, their action often is not backed by their words is often not backed by their action.
他们说的是一样，做的又是另外一样。
They said one thing, but they did the other.
那他们只要求别人，常常没有要求自己。
And they often require other people, but they don't require themselves.
如果只是听他们所讲的，觉得说他们是非常的好。
If we only listen to what they say, we feel that they are very good.
但是当仔细的看他们的生活，却是非常的不好。
But if we observe their life carefully,We will think that they are pretty bad.
其实这个不是只是法利赛人的软弱，这是我们每一个人的软弱。
And this is not only the weakness of the Pharisee, this is also the weakness of every single one of us.
我们可能很容易的要求儿女要怎么做。
It is easy for us to require our children to do something.
但是我们可能自己并没有做到或者没有去做。
But we ourselves sometimes cannot do it or.Not thinking about doing it.
我们很容易要求别人应该怎么做。
It's easier for us to require other people how to do certain things.
如果别人没有做到，我们可能很严厉的责备。
If other people cannot complete a task, we might rebuke them.
哦、但是对我们自己没有做到呢，我们可以却可以有很多的理由、啊、来说为什么我们没有做到。
But we make ourselves a lot of reason when we cannot do it.
再请看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章第六节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 6.
第六节，耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎防备法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。”
Verse 6, be careful, Jesus said to them, be on your guard against the ease of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
啊，十二节。
Verse 12,
门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的笑，乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。
Verse 12, then they understood that he was not telling them to go against the yeast used in bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees.
哦，所以我们也要留意着，啊，不要有这个错误的，啊，错误的教训。
Therefore, we should be careful of the wrong doctrines.
哦，我们不要去领受了错误的教训。
And we are not to, receive the wrong teachings.、哦、
那当然我们也不要去教导错误的教训。
And most of all, we should not teach the wrong teachings.、
哦、如果领受了错误的教训，那么我们所做的也会是错误的。
If we receive the wrong teaching, then what we do will be wrong.、
哦、如果我们教导人错误的教训，我们会把人带到不对的路上。
And if we teach others the wrong teaching, we will lead them astray.
哦、我们如果要得到神的喜悦，这是我们必须要去留意的。
If we are to please God, this is something we need to be mindful of.
利未记第二章十一节也说，哦、又也说到说不要不可用命。
Leviticus chapter 2 verse 11 also tell us not to put honey on it.、
哦、这告诉我们，主耶稣为我们受苦。
This tells us that Jesus suffered for us.、
哦、那我们也要有这种受苦的心智。
And we also should have the mentality of suffering.、
哦、除了破碎自己，这是一种苦。
Not only crushing ourselves, which is a type of pain.、
哦、那还要加上、哦、为主耶稣来受苦。
We should add on it to suffer for Jesus.、
哦、就好像使徒时代这些古圣徒、啊、他们为了守道理，他们为主受苦。
Just like the apostles in the Bible, they suffer for Lord Jesus.
他们为了传扬福音，他们受苦。
In order to preach the gospel, they suffered.
再来就是为了自己的软弱过患、啊、要受苦。
And also, we should suffer for our own mistake and weakness.
这样才能够让我们真正的跟过患、跟罪来断绝。
In this manner, we can completely separate ourselves from mistake and wrongdoings.
请看彼得前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
新约338页彼得前书四章第一节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1.
第一节，基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。
Verse 1, therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourself also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
主耶稣的受苦是为了要让我们罪得赦免。
Jesus' suffering is for us to have our sin.Forgiven.
哦、那在我们的生活当中，我们难免会存在着一些软弱过患。
In our daily life, we have some weakness.
跟 mistake.
And mistakes.、
哦、那我们不能够再让主耶稣来 为我们受苦。
And we cannot allow Lord Jesus to suffer again for us.、
啊、这时候我们要自己受苦。
And this time we should suffer ourselves.、
哦、为了要断绝罪。我们愿意、啊、在肉体上暂时来受苦。
In order to isolate us from sin, we are willing to suffer.、
啊、在受苦的当中，我们想到主耶稣。
In our suffering, we think of Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣的受苦，所以能够让我们罪得赦免。
Because of Lord Jesus' suffering, our sin is forgiven.、
啊、那今天我们为了要跟 罪来断绝，我们要受一些苦。
And today, in order to isolate us from sin, we need to suffer.
啊，比如说我们生活上如果有这个不好的习惯。
For example, if there are some bad habits in our life.
哦，那这个不能够荣耀神。
Those cannot glorify God.
啊，这个不能够给家庭带来快乐幸福。
Those cannot bring happiness to a family.
啊，这个不能够让让教会得到荣耀。
Those cannot glorify a church.
啊，那所以呢，我们必须要去戒除掉。
Therefore, we need to give it up.
啊，那是一个人在改一个习惯呢，这个并不是这么容易。
And for a man to change a habit, it is not something easy.
啊，所以肉体要受苦。
Therefore, body must suffer.
啊，但是我们就能够真正的跟这个坏习惯来断绝。
But in this manner, we can isolate ourselves from this bad habit.
啊，这样子我们能够成为一个得神喜悦的人。
And in this manner, we can become who that pleases God.
啊，我们才能够是所谓的将自己完全的献上。
And in this manner, we can offer ourselves completely.
啊，这样我们可以这个荣耀神啊，也能够互相得到造就。
And in this manner, we can glorify God and be edified.
啊，愿主耶稣继续不断的帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus continue to help us.
啊，让我们都能够像素祭这样子来献上。
So we can all offer ourselves like a grain offering.
啊，让我们都成为属灵圣洁的新团。
So we can be a sanctified new group.
一起唱诗219首。
Let's sing hymn 219. Please be seated.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们，让我们无论在哪里啊，都是世上的光，世上的盐。
May God help us to become the light of the world and the salt of the world.
啊，让我们好像素祭一样的来献上。
So we can be like a grain offering to be offered.
啊，来得着神的喜悦。
And to please God.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's have a concluding prayer.
请我们继续为我们春季的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's continue to pray for our spring spiritual convocation.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.